Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Max test 1, 2, 3, Alpha Bravo, Charlie Delta, Charlie Bravo, Alpha 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I like that. That sounded pretty good there, Chief. I would like to punch it up a couple 2, 3 clicks for the monologue.
Fada-gada-bada-gada-fada-gada-bada-gada. Policies and policettes, welcome to the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour. Policies and policettes, welcome. It's the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour. Welcome to the Archibald Funny Pants
Variety... All right, Archie, we're 60 minutes to house, 90 to the top of the show. Don't forget, we've got the lives of the PWCs right after your monologue and the Henderson biography after the break.
The PWCs again, huh?
That's all we've got, Archie.
Ugh.
And then you're closing out with a big announcement and interview segment.
The new director of utilities.
What? No, Archie, didn't they tell you? Fred Kirby Jr. got bumped.
Unacceptable. I prepared questions. I wrote them down.
Yeah, well, at least we traded up.
Oh, I bet. What chump did they send instead?
Didn't they tell you? You got Cassie Wilkins.
Oh, come on. Mr. J already tried this one.
Didn't they tell you, Archie?
Ha ha. I hate that guy. But you? I thought at least we had a good professional relationship, you and me.
Archie.
Today is Let's Mess with Archie before a show. What's it gonna be tomorrow, huh? You gonna screw with me on the air?
Archie.
You know, you are the worst kind of people.
Archie, shut up and listen for 1 minute. Heart Life News lost the interview when Sarah Fletcher had a meltdown on the air.
Sarah Fletcher?
Yes. She said that mole people are people too.
Sarah Fletcher is a mole lover and Cassie Wilkins is going to be on my show?
That's right.
They said that she was more qualified to run the news team, but look at her now. Wait, how long until curtain? I need new questions.
60 minutes to house, 90 to the top of the show.
That's not enough time! Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I did tell you.
Agree to disagree. Where is she?
Cassie, I don't know. You were supposed to reach out to her personally. Didn't Mr. J tell you?
I thought he was kidding! Seriously?
Well, if you don't want it, we can cut the interview. The band can do an extended set, or
this is the biggest story since the Woken debacle, and anything Sarah Fletcher can do, I can do. I am not missing this chance. Cassie Wilkins will be here. Just get everyone else ready. Go on, go! Hey, you! You two! Come here!
Yes, sir.
What can we do for you, boss?
You were supposed to bring Cassie Wilkins here an hour ago. Why isn't she here?
Don't remember anyone telling us that. Flint?
Nobody at all, Roman.
What do you suppose this is about then, Flint?
Dunno, Roman. Hard to say. Could be old Archie here screwed up and wants to blame us.
Oh, could be.
This was your job, and it's your problem, not mine.
You hear that, Roman? Sounds like we got ourselves a problem.
I think I could fix it.
Ow. Ow! What are you doing?
It's good work in here, you know? The people are nice.
Yeah, real nice.
Ah, yeah, let me go.
And since we're all so nice, we're happy to do you a favor and bring you this Cassie character.
But I think you better ask first. Nice.
Okay. Would you please get Cassie Wilkins down here? She's supposed to be on the show.
And she's not here because...
I didn't get her down here when I was supposed to!
No problem, boss.
Happy to help.
We'll be back in a jiffy.
Need anything while we're out?
No, just hurry, please. Hey, how long until curtain?
And so the two friends, Flint and Roman, set off together to retrieve Cassie Wilkins. Dear listener, you and I know the sad end of the tragic story of this once noble young woman, this paragon, this shining example of all that a Heart Life policy should be. Policies, be advised that the following excerpt from the historical records may prove disturbing to some listeners, as it may besmirch Cassie Wilkins' shining reputation. Those with young children who idolize the late Ms. Wilkins may wish to tune out at this time. For Cassie, dear listener, has a dark secret.
What do you need?
A pound, if you've got it.
I've got it. You got credits?
Here.
You're a little short, sweetie.
No, I'm not. 60 credits.
It's 80 this week.
But it's always been 60.
Well, this week it's 80.
I only have 60.
That's rough.
I can get you the extra 20 next week.
Cash only.
Okay. Okay, give me half a pound. I'll make it last.
That's the spirit.
Your sister's what, 5? How much can she possibly eat?
That's right, dear listener. Though a shining example of corporate values, Miss Wilkins was afflicted with an unapproved sister. Imagine the shame and distraction it caused her and her mother. Housing a child the company did not sanction and will not support. With furtive, shuffling steps, Cassie hurries to the family residence. But of course, Flint and Roman had already arrived. What thuggery do they plan? What brutish surprise do they have in store for her? What violence might they intend?
Mrs. Wilkins, this algae tea is delightful.
Thank you, Mr. Flint.
I'm gonna get you. I got you.
Hi, Lily.
This is my friend Roman.
Nice to meet you.
Mr. Flint and Mr. Roman are here to see you, Cassie. Is there a problem?
Funny you should ask that.
Funny, haha, not funny, strange, right, Flint?
You might say it's a little bit of both, Roman. We're here to take you away.
Your life's about to change in a big way.
It is.
Don't be scared, Cassie.
Cassie's gonna be on the radio!
You ever wanted to be famous, Ms. Wilkins?
And so the trio make their way swiftly through back tunnels and shortcuts until they reach the Heartlife Entertainment District, home of the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour. And until recently, your humble narrator.
How long until the show?
2 minutes, Archie. Exactly 20 seconds less than the last time you asked.
Well, where are they?
I don't know, which is what I told you 17 seconds ago.
They said they'd be here. How long until the show?
There now, Miss Wilkins. Speak plain and be yourself.
You'll do great, kid.
Thanks, but what am I supposed to talk about?
He didn't say, miss.
There you are, you knuckleheads! Get her into makeup!
It's radio, Archie. They can't see her.
Well, get her into the chair, then. Where are my notes?
You're holding them.
Ah!
Didn't hear him say thank you to us. Did you, Flint?
Now that you mention it, Roman, I did not.
Ow!
Archie, we're live in 5, 4, 3...
Fine! Okay! Thank you for tuning in tonight! You're listening to the Archibald Funny Pants Variety Hour. And boy, do we have a great show for you tonight! I'm your lovable host, Archie, and with me tonight it is my pleasure to once again introduce that band leader of band leaders, that all-around...
And so Ms. Wilkins sat uncomfortably in her chair through the trying monologue.
Hey, my wife, Mabel, for instance. Boy,
she squirmed through the tired radio drama.
Barking, the open another. Prairie and the sky full of promise, and the wind at my back, and the road ahead of me, and a trusty pony under me.
What's a pony?
Well, I don't know, but I wish for one.
And she listened raptly to the surprisingly tasteful retrospective on the life of Neil Henderson, written and narrated by a young apprentice whose voice may be familiar to you, dear listener.
There are members of our community who are somehow more human than human. Such a hero was Neil Henderson.
Finally, the tasteless Mr. Funnypants navigated his bloated and cumbersome broadcast to the young Ms. Wilkins segment.
It's her! Put it on the PA!
Right, folks, it's time for our very special guest. She's a lovely young lady and a good friend of mine, and she's just been handpicked by Heartlife to be the city's first geonaut. Ladies and gentlemen, Cassie Wilkins! Thanks for being with us. You look great.
You're welcome. I mean, thank you. I'm the city's first what?
Very funny. But seriously, how did it feel when you heard the news?
I haven't heard. Did I win a contest?
Come on now, really. We are so honored to have you with us and to introduce you to the public for the first time. They want to get to know the real you.
They do? Why?
The bit is getting tired. The listeners want to know how it feels to be chosen.
To be on the air?
To go in the ground!
Is that a threat?
No, Heartlife is going to put you underground!
Why? What did I do?
Exactly! What did you do to achieve this honor?
I'm confused.
So am I. We're not here to banter, just answer the questions.
Look, I don't know what's going on. I don't get the joke.
This isn't a joke. You're supposed to be thrilled. You're the chosen embodiment of the best of Heartlife.
I don't think so.
Yes, and as such, you were chosen to pilot Heartlife's first long-range subterranean exploration mission.
No.
Yes! It's a noble testament to the city's ingenuity. You'll find new space for us all to grow. A final frontier, if you will.
I won't. I really think you've got the wrong policy.
And Cassie Wilkins?
Yes?
Formerly of Forms and Files, policy number 6732 Gamma 9?
Yes?
Archie, she doesn't know. You were supposed to brief her.
Fine! If you're just joining us, listeners, we're here with Cassie Wilkins, who is learning for the first time that she's just been selected for the Heartlife Geonaut Program. Cassie, let's start again. Let me be the first to congratulate you on being selected for a brand new Heartlife endeavor, the Geonaut Program.
Sloppy. And so Mr. Funny Pants bumbled his way through an explanation of the new program. If he could have expressed himself with elocution and erudition, he would have described the mighty power surplus created by Dr. Caligari's fusion power station, and the great boon it gave us. He would have conveyed the nobility and grandeur of Heartlife's plan to utilize its surplus engineers and laborers to explore deeper underground than ever before. He would have described the scope and majesty of the great geoship to be, the aptly named Hope of Heartlife. Instead, he reduces the purpose of the project to finding
China! Or magma! Or at the very least, the spirit of adventure. Now, how do you feel, Miss Wilkins?
I'm overwhelmed. I'm just a clerk in a records office.
Not anymore! So, let's get a quote they can use on the evening news. How does it feel to be chosen?
I'm not sure what to feel.
Isn't it incredible? Or exciting? Something?
No. All I can think is there must be someone better qualified.
Geonaut is a brand new occupation. How could there be?
I don't know. A scientist? An engineer? Even a driver on the people mover?
Are you saying the actuaries chose wrong?
The actuaries? Picked me?
By name and policy number. You've got the right stuff.
But what if I fail?
I can't. I won't fail.
Could you say that again?
I won't fail.
You hear that, folks? Again, with feeling.
I will not fail!
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for our determined Geonaut, Cassie Wilkins!
We have a lot of work to do. You've got natural charm, but that's not nearly enough. No more live interviews until we've done some rehearsing. Allison Dalton, PR coordinator for the Geonaut program. That makes us new best friends.
Wait, Dalton? I know you. You were with Neil Henderson in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's so inspiring.
No, it isn't.
Oh, but it is. The way he trekked all the way across the tundra to bring the city power. That's amazing.
You have a lot to learn and we have no time. So lesson one starts now. The story is always bullshit. Never believe what you hear from the company, understand?
No, I...
Shh! Don't say a word. He's coming.
Who is?
He is.
Hi there, Ms. Dalton. And this charming young lady must be Ms. Wilkins. How do you do? I'm Charlie Wynn, your new supervisor. I'm looking forward to working with you so very much.